Blog Talk Radio.
Westside BBC. Westside BBC. I take a look at myself, I like what I'm seeing. I'm far from conceited, just a fly human being. I dress, talk, and smell as if I want the world. Learn to steal and that's real, once it attracts the girls. My sunshine spent time, margaritas with lime. Half-baked in these D.C. streets, and if you can't stand the heat, ain't got to tell you about the kitchen. Then sitting living, how you twiggin' and itching. Stealing for a living, cause the city, the frequency is a hell of a sin. The city raised the grinch, taught him how to steal, land both sides of the fence. Gave him a gun and told the rabbit to have fun, not just county boundaries, mountains, time zones, 41 states, crypt in, 15 crypt in, and look at me mama, I'm still dipping, rest till I die, nigga try me, fuck a IV, they got 48 hours to find me, burn the whole crime scene, and all they know is he smoke good greens, and live by all means, with the heart of the whole team, you think it's easy to flip from, sugar the shit, smoke up the scene, and burn rubber and weed with it, designed for the three energy in it, east side, you see the West LV represent. Explicit, huh. And if y'all think I came to talk pimp shit, bitch, you got me twisted. It's 3-A-N-G-S-T-A period, and I just look like this. I tell them I just look like this. And Lord knows I ain't never been a punk about shit. I lit a G-code where most of y'all niggas just talked it. Kicked in doors and pimped hoes, where the G's at, cause this ain't the Lancy Street.
Please believe that.
You fuckin' with me, you get P shit, G shit, Westside B shit, I'm one piece, bitch. My rock and roll lock and load, and ain't no luffin'. When them niggas talkin' loud, and ain't sayin' nothin'. But I kick the type of shit that can break a bitch. Like a thief, anything I wanna take in it. Out of control, rock and skate with it. Left side, and Lord know I ain't no fake in it. Huh. I took my game from the streets and jump states with it. Game remain the same. Although the name changed, cause they face strange. And if I got the gang bang, I burn rubber and weed. Lead a bitch right now, man. From blue rags to tracks with hoes that attract tricks and jack dick. That's how it crack, bitch. Think it's a game, it's a fact, bitch. Fuckin' with Tone P. I'll get your bitch ass blasted off the mat trick. You want something soft to play with, nigga. Shit in your hand and squeeze. The 3ST, bitch. Down the street, nigga. The white street. Back to the three, nigga. BBC, nigga. R. R. Oh, yeah. Explicit, huh? And if you think I came to talk chimp shit, bitch, you got me twisted. It's 3-A-N-G-S-T-A period, and I just look like this. I tell him I just look like this. I tell him I just look like this. I tell him I just look like this, huh? I tell him I just look like this.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, the podcast. The air date of this episode is Tuesday, December 7th, 2021. And as we all know in world of history, 80 years ago, Pearl Harbor was bombed by the Japanese starting World War II. And then, of course, we do know about Dory Miller, where he has shot down six Japanese sailors that day. Who was the cook? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this episode of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced is being sponsored by frontlinecampaign.org. Definitely check out our affiliates and associates and loved ones at Frontline Black News. Also check out frontlinecampaign.org. And this is Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. And tonight's episode is that we're dealing with unaccounted for. About 2.5 years ago, we did an episode on our missing children. And tonight's episode is sponsored by our producer and co-host, Mr. Che Nkrumah, Unaccounted For, because we have a great deal of our missing children. But before we go up into that, ladies and gentlemen, we want to introduce the producer tonight. Rommel, and out there was the opening track was by the Blizzard and what have you. So we're going to have the Blizzard come on in and elaborate a little bit more on that before we
can
go
hear me now?
discussion.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, General. We can hear you.
Okay. Ahead, yeah, this is Rommel understanding. This is Rommel understanding the angel of peace from the East understanding in the neighborhood and you bring a little hope without the Silver Fisher Frontline campaign. That track was by a rapper named 1P. It's on my mixtape. Blizzard Volume 2, and I am the Blizzard, and you know, today we're talking about serious topics, we're talking about serious issues, and we came to deliver. Check us out on frontlinecampaign.org, make a contribution, and we will give you a mixtape, we will give you a book, or we'll give you a free knowledge.
Yes, sir. Indeed. Okay, and then we want to hear from our co-host tonight and producer, the one and only Mr. Trey Nkrumah. How are you doing, Brother Trey?
Yes, peace, love, light, and black empowerment. I'm doing good, y'all. I'm ready to get into this discussion about the uncounted. As you know, we got 64,000 black women missing. And
yes, sir.
Children, countless of our children missing, so... I'm looking forward to
yes,
college
sir.
Tonight, and like Ramel said, check us out on frontlinecampaign.org.
Yes, sir. Indeed.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I see we got a caller here out the 347 area code with the last 44428. Okay, we are meeting with Mike. Greetings to you there, area code 347. What's your name and where you calling from?
Oh, yeah, I'm borrowing someone's device. This Jaguar's mom. My child was abducted March 24, 2001 at 811 Massachusetts in Roxbury without a warrant.
Yes, ma'am.
There's been four violations.
Mm-hmm.
Jaguar
yeah,
Butler.
Please go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Jaguar Butler is my child's name. I'm his mother, Shaughnessy. And my child, we're not residents. We're not residents nor jurisdiction of Massachusetts. My child's supposed to be returning me free and clear on April 5th for me to pick up my child.
Right. Okay, and then of course there's some improprieties on that, and then I'm glad, you know, we're doing our subject tonight. We did a similar episode about a year ago, but basically we're getting on to the systemic missing of our children, because on our last episode we were talking about our missing children in general, and I have reason to believe that that a lot is being proved, that these billionaires, trillionaires, and those with money and what have you, with Netflix and, you know, social media and all that, you know, they're in positions, you know, to move and shake, as they call it. And then quite naturally, of course, ever since... Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, Sister Richard.
Yes, ma'am.
My child still is missing. My child is being illegally held and was kidnapped. And my child is missing Jaguar Butler. They say he's supposedly in the Holbrook, Massachusetts area. He previously was in the Waltham, Denham area. Wherever he is through Massachusetts, I'm calling for everyone to definitely hashtag return Jaguar, whether you spell it with a Q or a G. We're going to be doing an activation this week here that includes a fundraiser, and definitely how everyone can definitely participate, whether you're in Massachusetts or not, for the return of my son.
Yes, ma'am. And feel free, ma'am, you know, to get in touch with this platform, you know, of any announcements that you want to make, of any efforts that you're doing, community support, you know, and getting your child back. And with this episode being unaccounted for, you know, as your situation has pointed out, is that you got a lot of our children who are coming up missing through the system with these fake-ass adoption agencies, removing children up out of the home, putting them off in foster care where they're subjugated to being abused, and only Lord knows what's happening to these babies. Then not to mention about how out of Africa that they are taking children up out of there, putting them up for adoption, with a lot of these pedophiles and these child abusers. You see, so most definitely we'll shed some light on that there tonight. And the air date of this episode is December 7th, 2021, right after 80 years that Pearl Harbor was bombed. And we're going to tell it like it is with some facts, you know, in regard to our missing children. We can't have this shit. Children are our future. And then you got these organized pedophiles going out there with their systemic shit along with this pandemic, scandemic, and what have you. Another thing is to make sure, you know, to get our family unit back, as we stated on our special edition last Sunday night, of the importance of having, you know, the strong black male figure in the household. Okay, sister, go ahead and keep dropping out.
Are you speaking to me?
Yes,
ma'am.
Okay, yeah, I want to encourage everyone. I have a listener on Eventbrite. I'm going to be reactivating. It's the Massachusetts Pure Bear Witness. Massachusetts and Travers, Pure Bear Witness. And I'm calling for everyone to have citronella candles and broken chargers. And get there and definitely place your broken charges at all these places so these folks don't have any choice and that they are very broken for stealing our children. And also get all this kidnapping that they're doing through the system. And also sneakily to parents. They're going in the hospital, taking the babies. They're playing tricks and you go apply for food stamps or go apply for housing or shelter. That's a setup to be taking the children away. So stop referring people to go through a United Way 411 and a food stamp office in the houses. That ain't nothing but a setup. They're using to set up children, and adult, you know, whether they newborn or if they don't perfectly keep still or just to take them just because the dad is not around or whatever the situation is. They'll use anything. The man could be right there, but they'll get there and say, oh, well, the man not professional enough. Just any kind of
right.
thing. And they also have parents going to take all these invasive.
Take you can have the sample.
They having parents take all these invasive services to bill on them to get their traffic,
right.
their social security number and birth certificate. Having
right.
them take mental health exams, mind control.
Right.
And also getting that taken, they even have people saying they're taking toenails and hair, and they're doing voodoo with that stuff. They're getting that, using that stuff. They're telling you that you're taking it for a drug test. They're using that stuff to go do voodoo with it, to go put it in plants and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that, and also clone it
mm-hmm.
by you giving your toenail, your hair, and your blood.
Right. So in other words, more experimentation.
Yep.
And barbaric behavior. Yeah, this is why we call them biotechnical barbaric.
Experimentation and witchcraft. Witch hunt.
Right.
And they shall fall and crash all of them, not little by little. Mo by mo, they shall crash.
Mm-hmm.
Quicker.
Right. And then also, too, you know, I've come across information, you know, across my desk, you know, in the last 6 months, where a lot of the missing children have turned up in cargo containers heading off of the West Coast, heading into Asia, you know, just like how they bring all the components and laptops and stuff here, commodities through Silicon Game Valley. They're using the cargo containers that they transport that merchandise in and filling them up with children through these rings, taking them only Lord knows where.
Yep, that is true. That is true, but that's why every last one of them that started it, that's still here now, and including that person that died on the 18th of October, and then
yeah.
a lot of people got mad at what Trump had to say about that person. That person also was involved in mishumane trafficking also.
Really?
The military man, the recent military man, and I could have known years ago, they said that man was already dead. But then on Monday, October 18th, they want to talk about something he died. that day he had already had the vaccine, and he had some kind of cancer, bone cancer or something, blood cancer
or
something.
Pre-existing
but
condition,
he was involved
as they call
in that humane trafficking too.
Right. Well, of course, you know, is that this is a serious issue. This is a lot bigger than was known at first, is because I've been keeping my eye on this type of stuff, you know, with these kidnappings at Walmart parking lots, grocery stores, major items, and basically, you know, for the ladies to keep themselves protected at all times. And then also, too, you got a lot of these human trafficking rings that come up with these promises for Hollywood, fake-ass organization.
Fake modeling agency.
Say that again.
They be fake modeling agency. They'll put an ad out that you got an opportunity. They call it scout. So they'll put an ad up that they're looking for a model when actually it's for Miss Humane Trafficking.
Right.
And that's been going on for decades.
Yeah, well, see, that's what they call out of Los Angeles and Hollywood, what they would call a talent search.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what the word they use. That's how the girl from Family Matters, she got caught up in that stuff.
Oh, yeah, a whole lot of them get caught up in it, you know? Yeah, a whole lot of them get caught up in it. And then on top of it, too, you know, they got their certain way of doing things there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Power plays, exploitation, and things like that. And then even a couple of the celebrities, you know, who say that they were violated by the producers and things of that nature right there, they're mentioning about how it's a power play that they pull on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, say, because they got that classic line there in Los Angeles. Well, you'll never work in this town again. Man, fuck you. Produce your own shit. You know what I'm saying? And you could do it.
Yeah, but you still got to do the marketing. You know, it's easy to say produce your own stuff, but then you got to do the marketing. You got to do so much that a lot of people don't want to do. A lot of people don't want to do that stuff. You got to have the marketing. You got to have the finances. So you can't make profit until you have that stuff.
Well, you're right. You see, so this is why we need to innovate as a people and grassroots these efforts to do just that. You see what I mean? Because I'm seeing
well,
a lot of entrepreneurs.
This is the reality that we got to deal with. We have too many foxes, leopards, and snakes up in our own race. And it's a, and I'm going to tell you, at least half of them like it. And so long as that's happening, we ain't going to never, as long as we got those characters, we ain't going to never be able to become as one. Never. As long as you got foxes and leopards.
Right, and then also, too, but that's what would happen is when Sister Harriet Tubman was doing her thing, where people were talking about they wanted to go back to the plantation, and she would tell them, look, you're either going to be free or you're going to be dead right now, and you got like about 10 seconds to make up your mind, you know what I'm saying?
Well, these days, you'll be taking out over half our race, because the majority of them are damaged goods. The majority of them, all they want to do is dead. And eat. If you ain't dancing, eating or something carnival, you gonna take out over. You just well get you well just well get a head start and let them get taken out.
Right. You see, and this is why one of the things we're going to talk about tonight is security for ourselves and mainly our children, you see. Okay, because the first thing is when you got these false Hollywood promises, you know, the lures, right, to lure children or people putting their children up for adoption with this, particularly like on the continent of Africa and what have you. So, you know, you got these crazy-ass Hollywood promises, you know, the false promises out of Tinseltown. Because when you look at, what's her name, Brother Chase, Charlene Theron, who adopted two children from Africa, and talking about she going to raise him as
Angelina
a girl.
Oh, you talking about Charlene Theron or Angelina Jolie?
Yeah, the second
probably
one.
Probably her, too. Charlize Theron is her name. Charlize Theron, she's from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Well, both of them, like I say, everything these folks are doing, and they do it like, oh, well, you couldn't take care of your own, but their intentions not good. That's why
well,
we
course,
have to get off that system. Our people back in the day own more land. How in the world we make more money, but we still got to get there and be doing all this food stamps and housing thing? How the world we still suffering on the Medicaid? We still got horrible health on the Medicaid.
Okay, that's because, you see, this is why we have to get our children out of the public indoctrination centers and homeschool them ourselves and self-defense tactics, education ourselves. Because, see, anytime that you have our children going to the school system of the oppressed, the only thing our children are going to be conditioned to do is serve the benefits, wants, and desires of the oppressed.
Yeah, we
got to
get land and housing for our people first.
Shannon, you're right. You're absolutely correct. We got to get some housing going on. That's why we got to control the factors of production in our community of land, labor, capital, and risk management. You see, we have to innovate for ourselves. See, we can't be having all these other groups benefiting off of our talents. I mean, look at the sisters with Hidden Figures. All of these women, you know, were mathematicians and physicists. NASA capitalized on it. Look at the dude Roebuck, who was black, who was in business with the dude named Sears, who made all the money. Same thing with Montgomery Ward. Look at what they did with Granville T. Wood.
Yeah.
He stole all his ideas.
Yep. We got another caller.
Yes, sir. Yeah, bring him on.
We got another caller out of 437, last 42799. What's your name and where you calling from?
Bass checking in. How's everybody doing? How's the scene that the show is getting popular and getting stronger?
How you be?
People get stronger and stronger.
Oh, yes, sir, most definitely. And this is why we got to have these platforms unified. So come together like a fist. It's because, see, we as a people are in a state of emergency. And Brother James Truman, I'm pushing that line with him. All your other groups got to go hold your own nuts. We need tangibles 2021. $100 trillion in tangibles.
Right.
Benefits strictly for us, for our servitude that we did in building this nation on an agricultural basis, on a land basis, and on a commercial basis, and on an innovative basis.
Yep. All of that. Cut the
and then some. Exactly. And then they talking about giving this money to all these people coming from the dam or Afghanistan and shit. What was it, $45,000, Brother Che?
Yeah, and they was trying to give the illegals $250,000 or $450,000.
$250,000 to give to an illegal motherfucker crossing the border is illegal.
Yep, that was
the greatest. People got to get strong about this. You can't keep giving money to everybody else but us. Everybody coming up but us in this country, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to make sure we realize that's our time to shine.
Right.
Oh, yes, sir. That's why we got to market our own products and services. This is why we got to get us some banking going on, start cornering some financial markets. And then another thing that I want to mention on as well, too, all these places, all these countries like Africa and Asia and what have you, then you got China going in there with all of its stuff and what it's doing, getting up all the land. And then all these cargo container ships going, you know, from Asia to the west coast of the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I see a whole lot of opportunity there for children to come up missing.
So all just, we got to do is talk together and add value to our resource. Once we got our resources in our own control and we add value to it, when we are using the mercantile system in order to progress us and benefit us for the future generations.
Well, that's why we've got to become producers instead of constantly being consumers. This is why the mindset, you know, amongst black entrepreneurs, okay, and I'm going to give you an example, has got to be for the benefit, man, you know, of African people through innovation. Because we all we got, black family. We're all we got.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do a good job of adding value to our products. If you look at the Kira Motor Company coming out of Uganda, you look at the Innocent Motor Company coming out of Nigeria, and the Contanker Motor Company coming out of Ghana. You realize that we're starting to build cars now. As a matter of fact, the Akira Motor Company has built a solar car.
Yes, sir. And then on top of that, so that's why we got to build the ties, you see, you know, between those in the diaspora and on those on the continent. Because the continent has the natural resources for all these markets that's going on that we're talking about.
Yeah, so I mean, in order for that to happen, we got to make sure we have a stronger bond with the continent and we start to make our stronger economic connections. I mean, we got to start to trust our leaders. And our leadership to listen to the people who say they want a connection to Africa. You know that Malcolm X came back from Mecca and went and toured Africa and made sure that he made a connection with his people by forming the OAAU. OAAU is an African American Unity. Why was it modeled after the OAU, which is the Organization of African Unity? This is the one that
right.
came for the AU. So I've been talking to you guys, unifying the people. Our leaders are getting together. You guys are connecting with Africans on the continent for us to build cultural connections, form a double consciousness.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, you know. And then the cold part about it is this is, as I said before, and I can't emphasize it enough, this is what we have, why we have to homeschool our children or control the educational methods, you know, that are being applied to our children, you know, currently here in the early 2020s. You see, it's because, you know, with all this, controversy in regard to the teachings of the critical race theory, you see what I mean? You know, they make us feel like we're quote-unquote racist is because we might have, you know, certain feeling a certain way due to certain historical concepts. But then when you look at us still on the American social ladder, we're still at the bottom of it. But all these other fucking groups set up businesses in the community, whether they're service-oriented or retail or wholesale, up in our community, and they don't invest shit back into black businesses of the said community.
Realize that black business is the cornerstone of a movement. You know what I'm saying? It's the revolution right there. It has to be economic. Because I qualify for the market-based economy. It's definitely based upon our capital income. So once we start to see financial literacy, we ability to capitalize on the opportunity that exists around us being in the strongest economic country in the world.
Right. And then, but you see, but we also, too, our youth, we have to get them conscious of spending and reinvesting in themselves like these other groups do.
Right.
Mm. Because all these other groups, you see, all these other groups come up here and they start their businesses within the inner city neighborhoods.
Yeah, and
from New York to Los Angeles, from Seattle to Miami, you know what I mean?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
They're content with keeping us in that position of being consumers. We have to move from being consumers.
Well, yeah, that's precisely my point, Brother Chair, yeah. And you say, and now, when it comes to protecting our children, you see, it's because we're looking at of how everybody else benefits off of us except us. Now, with our children, you know, coming up unaccounted for, say, what we need to be doing, and I'm just putting it out there here, is that we got to start having our children defend themselves with methods and tactics, you know what I'm saying? Parents should be taking their kids, you know, getting checked out and getting trained for martial arts, boxing, weaponry, study any discipline, hand-to-hand combat,
you know, with takedown tactics or leverage of weight. You see what I'm saying? Training the innovation of using and utilizing weapons of opportunity. And the children should be traveling when they have to travel, like in groups of three or better. And somebody in that group should have a cell phone, you know, to call for emergency. You see? And this is exactly, you know, what we need to be doing, you know, to protect, you know, ourselves. You see? Just like what any of these other groups are doing. You see?
Yeah, I mean, we got to start owning some property too, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You see? Yeah, you know, glad you brought that up. You see what I'm saying? You know, we need to acquire more real estate.
I mean, I mean, if you can't get it, if you got to come together with four and you can sell the property. I mean, young girls coming up, down a down payment, then we start to work it off. You know what I'm saying? We can rent out houses, and we can start to find ways to get the landlord stop being our block in our community and become our own landlord, because green is revolution. It's the own land. Green, black, and
right.
Red.
We'll see. And then on top of it as well, too, you see, you need that there for housing. And then on top of that, see, the land appreciates in value, you see, to generate generational wealth. See, long term.
Right.
So yeah, that's just right. What is he talking about? I think we got to start to get together in groups and make it a constant effort to start to study brothers like Bryce Watkins, who are doing really positive things in the community economically.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah, you're right. And this is why we got to teach our future generation, you know, an Afrocentric core curriculum. You see, I'm more emphasizing on the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, you know, STEM.
I think we got to break out of that more of teaching our kids the same old things that are progressive Western thought. What we got to do is decolonize our mind and start to teach our own people from our own culture. Don't forget about the arts and the wisdom. Teach our people Swahili like the Black Panthers. Had a Swahili course. You know what I'm saying? We got to start doing that. Vision plus commitment equals success. Once we start to see these things in our mind, a successful people will become confident in our ability to carry through on these maneuvers to have a commitment to the cause and then become successful in the process.
Right. Yeah, you're right. And what we have to do is start our own schools, our own businesses, cleaners, more of that, businesses, you know, dealing like with professions of architecture, engineering, you see. So we have to shift the paradigm, you see, in my opinion, you know, shifting the paradigm of us becoming producers for ourselves, as opposed to going out there and acquiring knowledge, becoming a producer for somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Because, see, man, you either can see it's like this, bro. You either going to be an entrepreneur or you're going to work for one. So cooperatively with community-based entrepreneurship, this is where we're pulling ourselves up by grassroots, you see, because you got to look at all, even here in the Americas, you know, there was somebody who started it all, say, through grassroots. See?
Grassroots and concrete.
So, you know, so we've got to be doing a lot on that, you see. And this is why we need more of the STEM education. Say, which would be the, one of the first steps you know, to our self-sufficient.
Right.
You see? See, that, this is what it has to be about, folks, you see? Because we can't be going out here and all these other groups is getting paid off of our money. You see? And this is why we still, you know, yes, sir.
Who can we name that actually combated this problem? You know what I'm saying? A lot of the past already ideas how to remedy this situation. Do we know any offhand?
Okay, well, brother, I can't say right offhand, but, you know, we can try to bring up some names. And if we can, you know, start innovating.
I mean, yeah. Marcus Garvey in the 20s started black businesses such as grocery stores, newspapers, shipping lines.
Yes,
I mean, you realize that, you know what I mean? Marcus Garvey wasn't the only one who had these ideas. During the 1920s,
right.
It was the time of a Black Wall Street, too. We realized that was the apex for our people economically. But now we have more money, but it has the individual rather than the hands of the collective. And once we start to think like
yes,
a collective,
sir.
That's when we'll be able to say that we can proud of ourselves and uplift our people.
Exactly. But see, but what it is, though, is Dr. Woodson had said with the miseducation of the Negro, they say the Negro and his miseducation believe, I can't say too much in these contemporary times, but always has been traditionally, over the last 150 years, if not longer, well, go up here, get educated, you know, get my degree, and, you know, and the American social order is supposed to open up to them. But the American social order knows that they don't want us because of our ancestry and history and what have you. But as Brother Chase says, but you got a lot of these hand coons, see, who can't understand the fact that they don't want to be bothered with us and they're out to, you know, to shortchange us. And what we got to do is become self-sufficient and become conscious of doing for self.
Right.
Like these other groups do. Look at these Asians here on the West Coast. They buy out property in these small communities, man. Then they start electing themselves as the mayor, the police chief, and the planning commissioner, and dog catcher, and all of those shit.
Yeah.
So they got their politics with their economical power controlling their agenda to benefit themselves. For any other community except us.
I mean, Marcus Garvey did the same thing, right?
Oh, yes, sir, he did. He did that over 100 years ago. You are correct. He did it, started in Harlem, and had 8 million followers worldwide. And this is his
why
day
can't happen again? Can
I
ask that question in the same spot?
I'm sorry?
Can lightning strike twice in the same spot? Can it happen again?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know, but the only thing I can say is that, in my opinion, the ancestor left knowledge, man. You know, rebuild it.
Rebuild it.
You know what I'm saying?
Defend it. See, we
mm-hmm.
built it before. We can build it again, but we got to learn some lessons from the past that we got to have something to
right.
defend. Because they're coming.
Oh, absolutely.
They're not just going to let us build. They're not just going to let us do for sale. They're coming.
Well, like Dr. Amos Wilson said, you know, is that we got to defend ourselves, got to defend the continent, and ourselves in the diaspora. On a collective basis.
Peace and love.
Hey, what's happening?
Peace.
Peace. I'm going on mute again in the midst of things. I'm here. I just tuned in.
Okay.
Drop a gem on us, Brandy. Drop a gem. Drop some knives, Brandy.
About what? What in particular?
The topic is.
I wasn't listening, so I just jumped in from the other phone.
Oh, okay. What we're discussing tonight is unaccounted for of our missing children, of how they systemically are doing it now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'm on it. I'm with it. You know that lately on the revolutionary agenda, you know, I've been talking about this here and there about specifically our black children, black men, like women coming up missing. They're losing their organs. They're getting cut up in pieces. I've been posting stuff on my Facebook from the African Diaspora Channel talking about, you know, some African women got caught with twin babies, and if you watch the video, you can see the men getting involved and yelling at these broads for stealing babies. You know what I mean? And just recently on the show, on my show yesterday, there was a whole thing about a white woman, you know, or whatever. I don't believe this on my show. I can't remember. A white woman being able to roll up in a van on a couple of small black children and kidnapping them. She gets pulled over, and that's how they find out they did. The little kid got kidnapped. A black woman's kid, some white woman in a white van, just rolled up and kidnapped fucking four kids. You know what I mean? If she didn't have a tail light out, she wouldn't have got found. And them kids would have been gone. You know, and this happening here. They were talking about it. They said, you know, it could be your grandmama, it could be your pastor, anybody could sell their soul and sell out your children or your mate, get kidnapped and sold off, or their organs. Organs are going for, like, alone, going for, like, $290,000 in the black market. Alone. For fuck's sake. You hear me? Like, they don't give a fuck. They've been experimenting on us and, you know, fucking cutting us up, taking us apart, kidnapping. Fucking nobody knows where everybody went. There's all these missing children, missing teenage girls and boys. Like, well, have you seen such and such? Or you keep flooding it. Yeah, the fuckers got kidnapped and gone. You know what I mean? Just recently, and just on Frontline Black News, we talked about three individuals. You know? So it's like, it's a serious situation. Not only is the black family is there a comeback question mark? That right now it's not. There's no. If these kids born with the LGBTQ agenda, there'll be no new children. If things keep going with black men dating fucking white women and making babies with them, there's never gonna be no more fucking black children. You know what I mean? It's fucked up, man. And there's no love. There's no black love anyway. There's more black dysfunction than there is black love. There's no support equally from either party. No one knows how to be on code. And it's terrible that we got to reframe everybody. And
well, see, that's due to the breakdown of the family unit.
Right.
Yeah. Everything you said is correct, Brandy, but that's due to the breakdown of the family unit. And this is why, you know,
right.
It's essential.
This is something to keep y'all out of the family and away from the house. And now look, where is everybody? Everybody's in prison or dead or turning into bitches. Fucking ridiculous. Or with white women, because they think white women are God.
Okay, but also, too, but the point is as well, is that they got all these diversionary things, you know, for our youth to keep them off track, you see, to keep them off of what's really going on. And we got to make our children and our youth, you know, aware of these dangers that could happen to them. See? Because, you know, like how they talk about, you know, all these other women who come up missing and children, what have you, who are not black, they make a big deal out of it. But when it comes up to ours, see, you hear very, very little coverage on it.
That Gabby chick that came up, that was all over the media. But
oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, the case in Utah, I believe, yeah.
Right. But we still ain't been able to find 54,000 black women that went missing in 2019.
Right, and then not to mention the children on top of that as well, too. You see? So what it is black families that we got to put together, as we mentioned on a previous episode of being on code, you know, some type of security for our children and having the children to defend themselves. It's because, you know, you all got these little sick-ass motherfuckers off there who took his daddy's going to school and killed four students.
Yeah,
Rittenhouse type of individuals. Motherfucker there at Columbine back in, what's that there, the early 2000s, late 1990s there in Colorado.
1999, April 20th, 1999.
Yeah, you see. So this is why, you know, we always are saying and advocating, you know, for us to homeschool our children and educate our youth ourselves so they won't be exposed to these dangers. You know, psychopathic racial identity school administrator and the system itself is. Like Dr. Bobby Wright said, the psychopathic racial identity of white America and its power structure.
And like Nelly
Hi,
Fuller
am
said,
I on air?
Yeah, you still on air?
No, say that again.
Okay, I want to speak about the homeschooling. They also kidnapping children if they find out or suspect or guessing if the children are homeschooled also. That's another reason why they are doing illegal kidnappings if children are being homeschooled also.
Why does the voice sound familiar?
And as I stated before, so now the children need to be taught self-defense tactics. Straight out.
Stranger danger, all that.
Yeah.
I mean, when we were coming up, we were taught these things, but I guess the youth now aren't being taught these things. So we're going to have to...
Well, see, that's why, you know, as we've always stated, Brother Chase, of taking our youth up out these public indoctrination centers. You see?
Yeah.
Because as they go to these institutions, they dumb down our youth.
Thing is the best thing to do is give them the chance to learn, you know, the shit that they didn't learn under the system, be able to educate them properly in the histories, whatnot, so they're not under that critical race theory shit of white fragility. You know, who cares if the little white kid is the buck of the devil and he's built some kind of way because you want to learn your histories and shit, you want to know about you, and people will look like you, wah, wah, wah. You know, if it's not supposed to be taught in elementary and middle school, yeah, they will come take your kid. Yeah, they will. I lost kids to the system, so I know. I know. Anything that goes against white supremacy is a fucking threat. Period.
Right. You're correct.
Go ahead, sister.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I mean, if we're really strong people, we wouldn't be concerned about what threatens other people. We'd be there to concerned about handling our own affairs. You know what I'm saying? Nation Islam realized that they were a threat to white people, but Jay Cooper couldn't take them down the way he took down the Black Panthers because they abided by the rules. Once you realize that we set forth a rhythm for ourselves, which is in harmony with the Most High and a higher self and a higher nature, then we will start to progress ourselves and be uninterrupted in our progress. And
you're right, brother. You're right.
And it's not stopped us yet.
You're right, brother. You're right. But however, it sounds good. When are we as black people going to stop being passive and actually take control of shit to protect it?
We'll see, our children,
our women, our men. You know what I mean? When
okay,
are we not going to be passive no more?
We have to get our children up out the public indoctrination centers is because when they start sending the kids to school, what's that, 5 years old, to kindergarten, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
So, but you really don't have too much of a choice with all the single parents. You have too many women as single parents and not enough men stepping up because they also use that and are using it to take the children from the home if they're being homeschooled.
True indeed, that's a
I mean,
good point
it don't matter. I'm a single parent. I was a single parent. I understand. I had to play both roles. I understand what you're saying. I mean, true indeed, it shouldn't matter if you like. I had a kid that looked white, and they looked at me. I'm a goddamn monster. You know what I mean? So I understand. I get what you're saying.
Even when I homeschooled my kid had to go to public school once they would have been sister. And they tried to say my kid wasn't that, or my kid wasn't smart enough. But really what they wanted was, this little white girl don't belong with this little roughneck, so we're going to take the little white girl from the little roughneck and make the roughneck look like a goddamn monster and the most abusive thing ever. And that's how it goes. No matter if I had all the proof in the world and the best of everything, little girl had a motherfucking counselor. I had the fucking the best fucking psychotherapist. Probably could have worked for National Geographic the way he wrote a fucking dialogue about me. You ain't? But it didn't matter. Didn't matter. I get it. When they think once something looks white, it should be with something black or mixed or different, they'll take it away if they feel like it's a threat. Or you're going to be, you know, teaching it some sort of doctrine. They look at my kid like, hey, she's well-mannered. She's polite. She's caring. She's nurturing. And she looks like a little white girl. Okay, but look at the mother. The mother's a straight gay man. The mother's motherfucker from the street. The mother sells drugs. The mother did this. The mother did that. The mother's abusive. The mother sells corporal punishment because she grew up in a system like that. She's from the system. She's from the street. How could she dare raise a kid that's polite, well-mannered, and smart? It's obviously wrong. There's a lie going on here. Take the kid away. You know what I mean? The kid obviously, you know, is not right for this family. And we'll put him in a family, a little white family, where the little girl fits the decorum and fuck with the mother for 2 years because the mother begs and pleads and does everything on general principle to get the kid back. You know what I mean? And it's because, oh, well, you know, they don't have a father. It don't even matter if the kid had a father or not. They'll find a way to manipulate the paperwork to say the father don't. That's not the father, even if he knows he's a father. Even if everybody, the mother knows he's a father. It doesn't matter. The kid has no father. Kid's white. The kid fucking doesn't belong to that little black fucking thing right there. It's fucking obviously demonic. You know what I'm saying? They'll find any reason to destroy the family. Any reason to keep anybody down in the system. You know what I'm saying?
Been doing it.
Yo, so where are our success stories at?
Oh, quite a few, actually. Okay, one of them was the Montgomery bus boycott in 1955, you know, with the situation with Rosa Parks and the beginning of Dr. King with the civil rights movement, is that when black people refused to ride the buses in the city of Montgomery, Alabama, they bankrupted the Montgomery bus company. Because, you know, you would have to pay your money at the front of the bus, then have to get on at the back of the bus. And a lot of times, the people would pay their money and the bus would take off between the time you paid your money and got off the front of the bus to get on at the back of the bus.
Mm. Yeah, right.
So what had happened was that the black community, right, so for 1 year, the black community did not ride the bus in Montgomery, Alabama from December of 1955 to the tail end of 1956, early 1957, right? Okay, and they bankrupted the Montgomery bus company. I mean, they straight shut them down. And the same economical principle could be applied, you know, at the educational level, and at the political level, just like when Brother Che reports on the housing sweeps in Denver, Colorado, and Mayor Hancoon and these raggedy-ass politicians in Denver, Colorado that go with the displacement of people, you know, coming up with that bullshit with the city, anti-homeless team and all that old type of shit. You see, you got to remember is that those are people who are homeless could be registered voters, and they are taxpayers.
Yeah.
See? So instead of us looking at
of trying to be a carbon copy of these motherfuckers, what we got to do is do our own thing for us, economically, politically, and intangibles of $100 trillion in tangibles. Cut the fucking check.
Period.
And don't waste your vote on these politicians who are not going to return anything for your vote. And we still are waiting on you Biden supporters to call in at 516-418-5996 and press 1 and speak live on the air and let us know your enthusiasm about Joe Biden right now. Yeah, you know,
I put it on the revolutionary agenda yesterday. That you know, we really need to be watching that shit around you know, white supremacy is taking a full turn right now. And if you didn't think there was a problem with Biden, even though his numbers are real, real low and he's getting Democrats getting changed right now. Don't matter. The net, you know, allegedly Trump's in debt, right? But somebody just dropped $1 billion on his debt. And you know what that means? If he was in debt, I wouldn't give cuz nothing. I would not give cuz nothing, not even $5. Right? But somebody just, I mean, this motherfucker's selling off his properties and shit. So with all that being said, it is. If they're marching on Washington right now, if white supremacy is marching on Washington because Trump made it possible, right? And Biden's in full support of all this motherfucking racial shit because obviously he ain't did nothing for black people. He ain't gonna do nothing for black people. Because even when he has a chance to do this whole buy back fucking America shit, he ain't doing shit. There's no tangible for nothing. So anybody got any problems with that? Now what?
Yeah, none of the Democrats have did anything for black people. See, they've been selling us this bullshit.
No, nobody's done anything. They're both sides of the same coin. They ain't did shit. They ain't going to do nothing. They don't even report the news about how we're really at war, black family. You got white supremacy under fucking surveillance, and I showed it all on fucking the revolutionary agenda yesterday. Real shit. They're talking about fucking ending us, shutting down trains and fucking whatever. You know what I mean? And nobody's talking about that. I put it out there like, hey, man, we're really at war. We really need to protect ourselves. We really need to look out for each other.
This is why.
Stop fucking bullshit.
This is why we have to build our own infrastructures for transportation, for shipping and receiving of goods, you know, to stay alive.
I don't even know if we have time for that, Chewbacca. The world, like, for real, like, I put it all out there yesterday. It's like a fucking crisis. You got motherfucking white.
Well, it is a
crisis. The Klan jumping out of you all in Washington. We really got to start looking at motherfucking U-Hauls with white people driving it and think that if they got pulled over, 100 other motherfucking white people are going to jump out the back. Real shit. We're really at war. Really at war.
Well, see, this is why I've always stated that we are in a state of emergency. And what you described right there is one of the elements of the emergency. See, we're in a state of several emergencies, actually.
I did my part.
Huh?
Yeah, that's real talk. Yeah, and you did, yeah, and showed a lot. And it's crazy. And we'll be out of our rabbit-ass minds.
Like, within the last 3 weeks, fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. White, you got 100 motherfuckers jumping out of a fucking U-Haul to go march on Washington, their own shit. You know what I mean? And we're just supposed to sit still. You know, if I'm getting involved, we show up at Ahmaud Arbery's shit, or we do this, and we do that, and they do that old fuckery afterwards. You know, we're just supposed to take it. Let's fuck that shit, man. If you really want fucking change, revolutionary fucking shit, you want your tangibles, you want your motherfucking reparations, you want your children to be with you, and fucking do the right shit, get fucking angry, and fucking get dangerous. That's all I got to say. They're dangerous.
Right.
They're obvious.
That's a good
message.
Get angry and dangerous.
No, you'll get no argument from me. I mean, because that's all what any other group of people is going to go out there and do. See? I mean, this shit is so damn ridiculous, it's stupid, and it's redundant. And this is why, you know, we got to teach our children how to defend themselves. You see?
Yep.
Mentally, physically, and spiritually. You got to protect yourself on three different planes. And this is why it's essential, you know, we have these platforms, you know, to build for ourselves. Seriously. It's because this is all what all these other crews are doing. This is all what all these other groups are doing.
And we're the only ones that's going to do a show like this. Ain't nobody caring about no black women and children missing. So it's up to us.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's up to us to take care of our internal conflicts and situations. You see? And each time that we tell these Biden supporters to give us a call and they don't call, supports our point even more so.
Yeah, you know, they didn't win in the height.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, this shit is insanity. And this is why, you know, all we got, you know, is each other. We are all we got. And the children are our future, you see? And then keep in mind, though, too, this time of the year, is that these big commercial enterprises and corporations during this time of the year is when they get about 40 to 50% of their gross profits, you know, for the fiscal year ending on December 31st. So that's the type of shit we need to be focusing on. All what we do, you see, so, and it's incredible of how we contribute to the gross national product of the U.S., right? We need to sit down and do a study on the gross national product that we do amongst, you know, that we could do for ourselves. And that should be enough working capital, you see, or at least partially. You know, to start producing industries for ourselves and acquiring land for ourselves and start building some educational institutions for ourselves, you see.
Well, we have...
And not these institutions. Here, go ahead.
We have $1.4 trillion in spending power. That's enough to... That's as rich as Qatar, which is one of the richest countries in the world. So we have...
Exactly.
We have the finances, it's just the direction and the angle and trajectory is in the wrong place. We have to move from being consumers
exactly.
to producers.
Exactly. And then, but that power as a consumer, okay, could be flexed in a way where it would benefit us, you see, where we spend and then reinvest and do entrepreneurial ventures with ourselves to start becoming producers. Now's the time where we got to start shifting our spending power to become producers instead of consumers. See, building our own houses, making our own clothes, doing our own trade deals.
Yeah. All of that.
See. Yeah, and this is why China is over there in Africa taking up where the Belgians and the French left off at.
Yeah.
Getting all the resources. Got these puppet-ass regimes over there. And Kwame Nkrumah was right. You got to have the United States of Africa and have it organized and unified as one. See. Now, all these other groups benefited off of its natural resources, except, once again, us.
Right.
See, look at all the talent that our people gave up with knowledge of the arts, the sciences, you see,
major contributions their innovation made to the Industrial Revolution. But due to the public indoctrination funds, they don't teach in our children a sense of cohesion. They teach a sense of individualism as opposed to cohesiveness. But all these other groups do the exact opposite. They teach cohesiveness to their youth, their individualism. You see, was that somebody snoring on the phone?
It must be.
Oh man,
it's not me, man. I'm on mute.
Oh, there's Ramel.
I'm right here.
Do it, to share this broadcast.
Right, most definitely. And then, folks, you could Google our past episodes. Definitely check out the Revolutionary Agenda on YouTube. Definitely visit our website, frontlinecampaign.org. And always stay tuned for Frontline Black News every Saturday night on StreamYard. And then, of course, your Bacchus Black Experience Enhanced on Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. So with the playoffs winding down, and then I see there's a lot of disappointed Denver fans there in the AFC West.
Yeah.
With the playoffs coming up, black people, what would happen if every black player, say, in 3 weeks didn't show up for the AFC-NFC championship playoff game?
That would rock them.
Let's marinate on that. Let's marinate on that for a moment. You see, because like what they do, you know, with Colin Kaepernick, when, you know, he had made a peaceful protest, you see, to bring attention, you know, to a sad history here in America and what have you. See, what happened was, you know, he wound up losing his NFL contracts and his career. You see? Just like they did Kirk Flood in the early 1970s in baseball when he was talking about free agency.
Yeah, Brother Isaiah.
Yep.
Hey, Brother Isaiah, welcome. Brother, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up, my family?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, we're talking about our episode tonight, Unaccounted For, of Missing Girls and Children.
Okay. I don't even say they're missing. I said they're on the kidnap.
Yeah.
Well, this is why we're talking about, in addition to that, about self-defense tactics for our children to protect themselves. Because that's all these other groups is telling their kids, why we're going to be the only ones out there, you know, not known to defend ourselves.
That's it. Yeah, we got to start learning to, you know, build our own self-defense class and, you know, go to the gun range or something, because it's getting really crazy.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to say. And then, of course, you know, with this situation with these vaccines and this pandemic going on,
yep.
Yeah, that's putting everybody more on the edge. And off the West Coast, they still say they got the ships off the coast that are not being unloaded at the ports.
Right.
So they're probably doing that there to increase the prices on certain commodities in various markets. You see, it's just a whole chain reaction, you know, that has been caused, but through innovation, and brainstorming. I said to people, we got to worry about, you know, forming together some type of economical packages and infrastructure packages to sustain ourselves, not so much on an individual basis, but on a collective basis
right.
on the continent and in the diaspora.
Yep.
Seriously.
You
know, and once again, you know, Dr. King's statement has been proved again that he stayed closer to the end of his life, that he led our people into a burning house with integration. See?
Oh,
everybody
man.
Else is getting rich off of our revenue and what we are labor for, except us.
So we gotta go back to segregation, or we gotta go back to separatism.
Right.
Well, basically, you know, as it's been stated for at least 50 years that I know of, we got to have our own. Nation, separatism, you know, whatever. Say our own community, like what Mile High News is doing with Unity Community, something like that. Have our own neighborhoods where we police ourselves.
Right.
And don't have to worry about tricks and clowns like George Zimmerman and that type of bullshit.
Right.
And what? And
controlling our own cities.
Right.
You know, developing our own municipalities that I've heard it talked about, you know.
And that's stuck
over the years on social media.
Still alive.
You know, buying all the real estate in the counties. Because, see, you got to look at our buying power, black family. Everybody knows more about our buying power than we do.
Yeah.
Ain't that sad, though?
No, that's very sad.
Sure.
I mean, that goes against the laws of logic.
So, right. But it's sad that we don't know that we are the first ones on this planet, but other races know that we are the first ones. That's why they find us, get rid of us.
Yeah. You see, serious. Yeah, see, and the only thing is that they want all these other groups to do is come in and capitalize off of us. All these illegals that come across the border illegally, giving them all these governmental programs and all of this shit right here, the first thing they're going to do is give them a business grant where they set up their businesses in the black community.
They're giving these mugs free houses.
All that. Free housing, free business.
The house is not really free. Let me tell you, the house is not free. It is a setup and a trade of data collecting misdemeanor traffickers. Y'all thank the housing. So they're giving the illegals free housing and taking a lot of our inheritance, birth certificates, and social security cards for the housing. But they're not giving everybody no free housing. They're setting a lot of folks up to as a oppression cost.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Right about that.
Yeah, that's real talk on that. You know what I'm saying? This is why we got to acquire some land. You know, do some commercial development, you know, on our own land. That's what it is.
And I've said this before, this day on gentrification ain't no joke. They're trying to get rid all of us out of our homes, and they're going to let the white people move in our own area. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, without a doubt. You see? Without a doubt. And this is why we have to get our children out of these public indoctrination centers so they don't have their minds
invaded by the Eurocentric mind.
The mindset.
You know what I'm saying? Really. See. So we definitely give a shout out to all the organizations out there that got boots on the ground, definitely trying to build the commerce and education up there within the black community from coast to coast.
Right.
Yep. From Baltimore, you know, to Oakland, Sacramento, Los Angeles, you know, Denver, Colorado. Down there, out there to Virginia, the Carolinas, you see.
Right.
So therefore, and then also too, like I said, you know, and then my notes right here on the self-defense mechanisms, you know, for our youth. And keeping them homeschooled and away from the public indoctrination centers. And then black family, I'm going to advocate, you know, the black parents and what have you, go down there and check out the school board meetings and tell them to go fuck themselves and tell them they're full of shit and that they goddamn curriculums are harm to black children.
Right. It's embedding our black youth as we speak.
And
no way
and
in
I'm
the
of
world.
The opinion, and I'm of the opinion that the influence of these public indoctrination centers on our youth is contributing a lot to our missing black children.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
See, it's because they got the public indoctrination center set up, you know, conditioning our young men and boys to go to prison.
Right.
And getting acclimated to be incarcerated, you see?
And trying to feminize them, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. As I stated, they want to blackmail one of three ways. You feminize, incarcerated, or dead.
And dead, you know?
See, they don't want black men out there protecting their children, their wives and their daughters, and showing their sons how to be men. They don't want black men building communities and putting together engineering projects, economical development. They don't want us being independent, recycling our own dollars. You see?
No. Right. They just want to wipe us out. That's the
blue sky. Exactly. But as our scholars have said, you know, through social engineering and social programming, you know, over long term, you see, they got us hell bent and got us out here killing ourselves. See, so, you know, we got to check on that and you know, and pull the reins on that, you know, on the path of self-destruction. And this is why, you know, we got to, you know, protect our children.
Yeah.
Because they're becoming more and more vulnerable every day. You know, this is some heinous shit.
There is. And they always, and every time when I hit out of the news, something like wind up dead or wind up missing. Like, we got to protect the black youth right now. Because I've been hearing that shit every day on the news. I'll be like, come on now. That's why we need to, like, after-school programs for the black youth, because I remember back in the day, we used to have that, and all of a sudden, they almost shut that shit down.
We gotta have
more of that.
We gotta have a village. So if you was acting up, the whole neighborhood knew about it, and they was gonna tell your mama. And, you know,
Right, exactly.
When mama came home from work or daddy came home from work. So we have to go actually having a community, an actual village where we look out for one another. We don't have that.
Exactly. That there got destroyed in the last 50 years. I watched that concept deteriorate my lifetime. That got destroyed in the last 50 years. They say, well, they systemically tore up the black family unit, keeping the black male in the house.
Right. that happened in the 1980s with that crack epidemic.
Yeah, well, see, that contributed to more of that. And then the children getting caught up in these foster homes and what have you, like Sister Shanice was saying, and how they're kidnapping our children, you know, throughout that system right there, abusing our children through that system right there.
Taking away their organs, right. They're putting
our
organs in the black market.
We don't fit to be parents.
Yep.
You see, through systemic racism, through family courts, regardless of the jurisdiction of what state, county, or city you're in, you know.
Right. That's why I always keep saying, telling y'all, do not say y'all be on organ donor. Quick no, because them IDs are going to be up on you. When you get ID,
right.
You want to add on that. If y'all want to be just organ donor or just a blood transfusion owner, I mean, they're on donor. Hit no.
You murdered for your organs.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's for real, you know. You see, and then on the melanin, you know,
I've been
how they
the
got
word,
the price
no,
on
I've been
the
like,
melanin.
No.
When they ask, hell no. Just like when they ask if you had the vaccine, say hell no.
Hell no, right?
Exactly.
Say that too. Say
yeah,
all that shit. Hell no.
Not
yeah,
even
without
no.
a doubt.
And now it don't even call it the vaccine no more. It's called a booster shot. I still wonder what the hell that is.
Well, you see, just like we said a year ago when they came out with these other variants, we had predicted that they was going to have more variants. So now you got, what, four strands of it now?
Yep.
That we know of.
Yeah, you see,
yep.
So, yeah, exactly. You see? You know, just some diabolical shit, you know?
It is.
And who's to say that through this vaccine they ain't, you know, making this shit or the conditions for
you know
what
it knows, like,
to kill?
You know, this so-called virus ain't going nowhere.
Well, it got fingernail polish in it. So most of these folks rotting from the inside. And it also got mercury and also got aborted fetuses while a lot of people have schizophrenia
yeah,
and then they give
right.
their medicine a tree day.
That's
yeah,
true. That's
right.
true. But there ain't no cure for that.
Yeah, yeah, she was most definitely right about that.
Schizophrenia
and
all
then,
that illness we got. Yeah. I mean, let me think. Yeah, out here. Yeah.
And then when the people who go get vaccinated with this stuff, when they drop dead, they said they had pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
The
same thing. Yeah, what they did with whatchamacallit. But they that rapper died. They want to talk about, oh, they was on drugs and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's the most so you shouldn't get in the vaccine then.
Yeah, that's just a drug. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you see, now they're saying that they want to start making this stuff here available, you know, for the children.
Yep.
You're 5 years old now.
Right. They already got it mandatory. They already got it mandatory and giving it to the children that they kidnapped.
Right.
You're right, brother.
And they probably
yeah.
using that vaccine as technology to monitor the children to kidnap them.
Mm. Yeah, that's the whole. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see? So we got to have some defense mechanisms when it comes to technology. This is why, you know, we got to have the children learning the science, the technology, the engineering, and the mathematics.
Yeah.
See? To counterman this type of shit that they're coming to us with. But you got to change the value system of our youth so when they acquire these knowledges and skills, say, is you know, following curriculums that are meant for their advancement. You see what I mean? Could turn this shit around. And even Newton said, you know, that the revolution is always in the hands of the young. See?
Nipsey knew that they are the spark of revolution.
Exactly.
Yeah. This world we live in is mass destruction. Now we have to be self-destruction, time to take care of ourselves, time to fight for ourselves.
Yeah, you see? And we could do that there, just start it off reinvesting in ourselves. See? So this is why you need more black entrepreneurial shit. See, because those are businesses that could hire people and that could discover and develop other markets to create more businesses and more jobs. You see? And that's how we stop from being consumers, going to be producers.
Right.
Exactly.
See, look at China. China has become producers with the minerals off of our continent, off of our ancestral land.
Yeah,
all these things are producers and consumers around the world. Sure,
yeah,
I can even imagine how many times I see their cargoes, and their cargoes up in the lake saying, like, I'm made in China or made in Japan. I'm like, yo.
But with all these cell phones and computers and laptops, they're getting all the raw materials for them to produce it from Africa.
Yeah.
Right. I never seen nothing saying made in Africa or nothing. Like, you all see some of made in China. I was like, damn, what the fuck? All the cell phones that we got right now and all the computers are owned by them.
China didn't get to that point overnight. It took generations for them.
Didn't.
Right.
Yeah, it took them about 30 years to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
See, all these other groups playing long term against us.
Mm-hmm.
The French
right.
did it. The Portuguese did it.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese did it.
See? All that.
Sir. You know, just like Professor PLO Lumumba says.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The first ones to come was the Arabs, then the Portuguese, then the Dutch, the Spaniards, the French, the British.
The Belgians.
So this is why we got to defend ourselves. You see what I mean?
And we became, they seen there was riches and wealth, and we became easy market for them.
Right.
Scarcity. They don't come from abundance. They come from scarcity. So when they came they started coming in droves to get some of that. Nation after nation, country after country.
Just
right.
You see? And then look at the economical shift that they're doing now. Say, with the raw materials coming off of our continent.
Right.
You know, if it wasn't for the raw materials of Africa, man, the damn world's economy would collapse.
Yep.
Yep.
That's why they killed Gaddafi.
See?
Because he was going to...
Yep, you're right about that. That was Obama. That was Obama killed Gaddafi.
Yep, that was under his... Yep,
that's going to come under his radar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Sambo did that.
You see?
He was going back the mineral the currency with the mineral resources under the ground, and that was going to bankrupt all the world's economies.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
So he dealt with.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
And the whole problem is they killed by other people.
Yeah.
He didn't focus on the police mentality that we was facing every single 24/7. He only cared about the he only cared about those other groups and the LGBT the alphabet.
Yeah, yeah, the alphabetized agenda.
Yeah, yeah.
Part of the deportation.
Yes, sir.
if you're not procreating, you're not populating, and therefore you are
right.
having the highest birth rate like them. They're dying out.
Yep.
Right.
They've already mapped out when they're going to be completely eradicated off this planet. So,
right about that.
They're just fighting the inevitable at this point, so they got to push this agenda on us so we don't procreate, so we don't produce families and produce nations. Because
Exactly.
A bunch of families. And if you don't have any families, then you don't have no nation. But well, we already are a nation within a nation.
Exactly.
And my part that I don't like about this thing, they trying to force this on the kids. Like, come on now. They're trying to force that shit on the kids. Like, come on now. How you going to tell the kids all my sexuality?
They figure if they can't get to the adults, then they're going to try to get to the youth. And the
right.
youth are more.
And that's absolutely. The shit that I don't like. Like,
they're
nice. They're trying to
that shit, and then we won't have right. no future generations. So it's up to us to fight back against this agenda. When somebody says
mm-hmm.
what it does, I go tell them, go look up the Gay Manifesto from 1973 and read that, and then tell me if there's an agenda or not. Because there's still a lot
right.
of people that are not are oblivious
yep.
being pushed down our throats every single day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
And the shit and you was done telling before, brother, that like when a child like be unborn, like you just have some you said they put some kind of gender down the bottom. If it be like a male or female, they just put the mark X down the bottom. And
yeah.
what's that called?
Gender neutral.
Oh God.
Gender neutral.
Yeah. Oh man.
Damn.
I just want to forget this.
Because from what I understand, and here in California, is that they got it that they're not even going to put the sex of the child on the birth certificate when it's born.
Right. They're not going to say it's a male or female. They're just going to put like a gender X on it. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, gender X. I mean, it should have, you know, it's downright insanity. And it is an insult to our intelligence, and there are more reasons
right.
to get our children away from these psychotic-ass barbarians.
If it be born?
Yeah, you see?
What the fuck?
You know, these clowns, you know, people have turned into biotechnical barbarians with this shit.
Yes, that's a good word. That's a good word.
Biotechnical barbarians.
Yeah, barbarians.
With the vaccine,
right.
all that
barbarian.
Shit, all this bullshit they got on social media, how they fuck with mm-hmm. our algorithm, and all of the black media platforms and all that. These motherfuckers are biotechnical barbarians. Because they used to call San Francisco the Barbary Coast, as in barbarians.
Oh, I got
that,
yo.
Silicon Valley is.
Well, all these barbarians get consumed by the fire. That's what we got to activate the prayer on. That's why I'm encouraging all you all to get your citronella candles and throw broken
uh-huh.
charges at all these traitors that's kidnapping our children.
Right.
Exactly, it's because the children
right.
being kidnapped is part of these this barbaric behavior.
Yep.
It is.
This is barbarian shit.
Yep, and now they wanna make it acceptable to be a pedophile. So.
Oh man, yeah, they're gonna put that right there
you.
Up to the dag on a ginger. Go ahead, sister.
More barbarism.
I've been traveling the country, and guess what? One library got so much gay stuff up in there. It overtakes the plant stuff. They got about the man that had the baby that was on 2020 about 12 or 15 years ago.
Whoa.
Yeah,
the man having a baby.
It was
the man that had a baby.
But They had changed.
Oh my goodness. I knew it all along.
It was a big story. For about two years it was a big story. He had a girl that was also a transsexual. And guess what? At the library, they flagged it. They claiming that's baby blue and baby pink. They come out, that's a transsexual flag. That's a pedophile flag. They lied.
Oh, it is. It is a pedophile flag. I've seen it, too.
But they got listed in the library as transsexual. It's all in the library.
They try to normalize this shit. What the fuck?
I'm talking about the library. I'm talking about they got number six stuff all through the library. You can't find nothing about plants. You can't even barely find nothing about magic. You do better going to the library if you're going to look for Harry Potter. They are going there looking the whole. I'm talking about the whole library. This been across many other nations. Because I've been in various cities.
Right.
And most of them got nothing but the rainbow flag and the baby blue and the baby, whatchamacallit, symbol.
Oh, dang. That's some crazy shit, man.
Yeah, see that?
Okay. They're trying to normalize pedophilia, too. They're trying to normalize that shit. I'm like, yo, that needs to be blown down.
They don't try, they have. Gavin Newsom passed that law this year. He lowered the age of consent, and he lowered some kind of penalty for them. It's worded some kind of way where when you read it, you understand what they say, and they bigoted it.
He's talking about HBO. Yeah. Right.
Remember
that bill? Senate Bill 145.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, enlighten me on it.
Yeah, cool.
It lowered the legal age for a consent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That be within 10 years difference of the person.
And that's the reason why they get there. And because they do that witchcraft and stuff like that, they ask for their children birth certificate, social security card, their vaccine record, and they taking the DNA, even when you go take your pap test, to get that find out relatives you can to, all kinds of stuff, getting that doing all kind of witchcraft and stuff.
No.
Yep, even take your toenails, your hair.
This is so cool, man.
Get y'all citronella candles. Get y'all citronella candles and go by every last one of these places. And they say also somebody gave a message to me. They said that the people driving with one headlight and those people are part of that's like the symbol for them to be trafficking, that they're looking for somebody when they have the one headlight and stuff on or one windshield wiper.
See, we got to check out Black Youth right now.
That's what I'm encouraging all you all. Get your citronella candles. Get your citronella candles and go by these places and do y'all visuals. Every last one of them across the nation, go to wherever these people trafficking at and get your citronella candles active and get broken charges, collect broken charges. And send it to these people. They shall be disconnected and undecharged, short circuited, blown into flame. A flame that takes them away from here into ashes that has no rebuilt.
No, right?
Not any rebuilt.
Right.
Wow.
Yo. This is something I heard. This is something new that I'll be hearing every day. Damn. And I'm 32 years old. I never experienced nothing like this shit. Yeah, damn.
Well, that's deep underground.
We lost the
That's deep underground.
Is that you got all this technology control over your personal lives.
Right. No, we just got an infestation of trans rodents and trans swine that then took over the land with their witchcraft. The witchcraft folks then overbred, then became an infestation, and they got to be buried, neutered, and they got to be cleared out from here. Then we got an infestation of these biotech barbarians.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, biotechnical barbarians. Yeah.
Biotechnical barbarians.
Yeah.
Yo, who controls our market?
Look at the transformer.
Yo, who controls our market?
Yeah,
who controls our market?
Oh, that there is the oppressors, the Chinese. You see?
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
And
the Chinese got it now.
I gotta wonder how they get an infestation. They took over this country, but they got an infestation with a law that you only can have one child and stuff like that. No folks eat plastic rice, fingernail pies. They eat rodents and stuff like that. Nothing is normal about that.
Right.
And, you know, just like they want you to accept that LGBT, pedophile, baby blue, baby pink, they want you to accept that those folks eat rodents and stuff like that. And that's the next thing they're going to be promoting to the people. Well, a lot of folks already been eating rodents anyway. That stuff called bubonic plague, and that's how that infection, that plague, are here now. They got more. Those strands been out. They just want to act like they discovered after it's already been out.
Yeah.
And because it's a winter time.
Yeah. Yes, say it's because Brother Chay, because wasn't it this time last year, Brother Chay, when they said they got a second variant on the way, and we said, well, how many more variants that they going to have next winter? So now how many variants you got now? Four now, right?
Yeah, we know.
Is it four?
Yeah.
Well, they got now, five different types of hepatitis. They got different types of hepatitis. So the plague, how the world you allow rodents to infest the places and allow people to be homeless, and then you're going to get there and promote that fingernail polish remover going to save them. How fingernail polish remover going to save you if you ain't got a decent home to be in?
About that.
Yeah.
I've got
another. Once again, like I said, all this bullshit's an insult to our intelligence. You say straight out.
Is that you, Tobacco?
For me now.
Yeah, I'm gonna self mute myself for a few minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Yo, I don't understand about this girl.
Hold on, brother.
Okay.
323
And like I say, I miss my elder. Because this stuff here, like I say, we had several generations of family. We had real holidays. And this, the way this homelessness and all this stuff here going on, we worse off than whatchamacallit. Because I recall when people had to stay with my elder. We got there during hurricanes and during the winter. People help out and stay with the elders, all that nursing home. It had to be something extreme for that. But most of Blue Valley was encouraging to keep folks out of the nursing home until they died.
When it was a hurricane,
a bad disaster, you get there and you get the younger people to stay with the old people. People used to have housing, even if it was a trailer or a shotgun house. You had housing usually within a month. I couldn't even feel when you had people staying with the family. You'd be like, well, what's such and such? Oh, well, they got their trailer. They got their shotgun, or they got up into their low-income housing. One of those three options.
Yeah.
Now, you would go there and be, you could be doing everything you got to do. They got you wasting money on gas, and you can fool around there and not have your housing
so high
for over a year.
They got you on the gas, $3.99 for gas. Like, fill up your own gas. Like, what the fuck? $3.99?
California, $7.
$7.
$7 a gallon, I'm told.
Yo, they all tripping.
And you can't barely walk nowhere. Very similar to Texas up in California.
I heard.
Yeah, because even the, what that system called, the subway can still take you a long time to get between San Francisco to Oakland.
Right. That's how back up like 3 hours.
You just scare them again. That's exactly why they keep going to New York City.
And then they get jail, and they take up these applications, these data collection, misdemeanor traffickers, tell us that they're going to give you housing and stuff. And Fool Ronnie had the Hispanic getting housing on your stuff.
What the hell? I thought we could change our team to listen to.
Go ahead, sister.
Go ahead, sister.
I was saying they get there and have you fill out housing application across the nation talking about, you going to get housing within 4 weeks. Then they tell me they can't find your application or Fool Ronnie, that you go to the area where they said you're supposed to have your housing place. And Fool Ronnie, they said turn it to Live Tijuana.
See,
that's all that double speech.
That gentrification. That's a gentrification too.
Yeah.
Well, they also, let me tell y'all the other little trick they doing. They doing this thing here now. The black beauticians are like, they scared to wash your hair. And like they tell you to go to the Hispanics. Now, you know, our elders would have never played that on no Hispanics or nobody being up in our head. Matter of fact, they told us keep you consistent. Don't have no more than one or two beauticians. You like, they ain't believing in anybody being up in your head. Now,
it's hard
to find a black person that do have.
And also find hard for a black sister to do the nails.
That's nasty. You're not supposed to go from head to head and not washing your hands and washing your hair. Because they used to have beauticians back in the day. They had to have your hair freshly washed before they even touch your hair. That's how a lot of beauticians was back in the day.
You're right about that, sister.
Now you go to the beauty shop, they tell you to go to the Hispanic, go to the Dominican.
And also you can't find cannot find nobody to do your own nails too. Can't find a black sister to do the nails. You always gotta go to the Asian to get the nails.
Those Hispanics gonna run the black barbers out of business. Just watch, so they gonna make some kind of law that only the Hispanics gonna be able to keep their license. And stuff like that. They're going to make something like that. And they're going to be with, like, they ran a beauticians, like, they scared to wash your hair and all that kind of stuff, but want you to pay them $80. Now, what I like paying you $80, you're not washing my hair in a clean seat.
I don't want no Hispanic to touching my hair. No, I could go to the best barber shop right now.
I had that shit, and I told that bitch to drive dead. That's what that bitch got. That bitch got to drive dead. That bitch get there and go fucking scratch up all my scalp and fucking get there and get mad when I'm telling her, hey, you not washing the hair right. I told her that they got fucking nasty habits. We'll put a comb with everybody else's hair in it. They are very fucking nasty.
And that's just nasty.
A lot of them.
So if you want to find a black barber, there's an app called Custom Cuts. I was downloaded on your phone. You should be able to find a black beautician or a black barber within your area. It's called Custom Cuts with a Z.
I'm going to definitely look into that because I travel the country and it don't make no sense. Then people get to talk to you like they're a slave. Well, you're going to have to go to the Dominican. You know, what the fuck going on here? You whispering, talking like you scared. Like you're going to lose your license if you wash people's hair. And that's nasty to get in somebody's head and don't wash your hands.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's So I'm glad to have a black on my barbershop around my way. Because I cannot be doing all that. Like, I don't want no Hispanic or Dominican being a customer.
Right there, more black barbershop.
Right.
You see what I mean?
They need more black barber and beauty. They need both.
Right.
So right now, I'm going to play.
It's kind of hard to find on black on me. It's hard to find this on black on or nail salon because around my way, I've been seeing Asian people doing the black on the nails. I'm like, yo, ain't no black on my beauty shop.
My mother owned her own nail salon, and I'm saying, black people, I gotta start supporting it. We gotta start come out with our own businesses like Marcus Garvey did, like Honorable Elijah Muhammad did.
Right.
We start to follow the plan, that's when we start to have our problems solved. Until then, we're going in circles. Not 360, though.
Right.
So where is that beauty shop at? Is that somewhere traveling on my route? Is that on the west or the east coast or midwest?
Nah. It's far out, but it closed down. It got defunct. We had, y'all saying, a salon and a nail spot, but the competition was too rough with all people coming into our neighborhood and take our business opportunities.
Yeah,
Put the information under the page, you know, for the listener of the show today. Make sure you have that information listed so that we could, you know, when we're in the area, we could be there and go by there. And definitely those that are real estate rentals should reach out to us also. Those that are real estate, they have rentals.
The spot got shut down, so it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, it don't exist no more.
Yeah, see, so this is why we got to have, these think tanks for folks, you know, for ourselves. And, you know, and fuck all these other groups. Say, and as I'm pulling up in this damn gas station, and gas at 87% is $4.37. 89% octane is $4.57, and 91 is $4.77, and this is the cheap shit.
Wow. It's got to be crazy.
And this is the cheap shit. And this is right here in this raggedy-ass motherfucker called Sacramento, California.
Let me tell y'all something else that I found out.
My way is like 3 a.m.
Yeah, I know the internet is being extra filtered, right?
I'm going to get some gas.
I wanted to discuss this with y'all tonight. About y'all know the internet is being extra filtered. It's a lot of stuff they have on there that's not even up-to-date truth. So y'all know Dr. Frances Crest Wesley really had 3 books that she wrote. But because the ISIS papers is the most infamous, they having that as the only book she wrote. She wrote about 3 books, but they only listed 1 on the internet. So she wrote the book The Punish Home. Why you can't find that book nowhere?
Damn.
We gotta start to build more black bookstores.
We got the black bookstores. They go out of business, so they not supported, or they taken over by lesbians, the LGBT.
That's it. That's the problem. We got to make sure that we bring that to our leaders and we talk to our people to make sure that they got to focus on building black bookstores in our community. I tried to open one called Brooklyn, right in Brooklyn, New York. I know my man, Mo Steph and Talib Kweli, both have mothers who open bookstores. So, I mean, there's a lot of help coming from the hip-hop community, no doubt. We're trying to bring our intelligence and knowledge to the community.
Well, put that information under this post that they got tonight. When y'all get off the air, y'all put all that exact information under there so everybody can see it and don't have any excuse. But a lot of, like I said, until we have more decent conservative people that read books, because, you know, reading ain't really fundamentally cool. They want one person to read, and they got all this old social talking that they doing, this old social path.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So another thing why they got a lot of black business bookstores, and I know a lot that had to go out of business. Because our people don't, not enough of our people read for the bookstores to stay open. They are intentionally filtering the internet so that we don't read. For those of us left over that don't read, I mean that do read, that we don't read and not able to find the books that we are aware of.
The chat
and they
is
got
open.
The Pilot Show written by some guy named Austin. I said, well, no, that's the thing that Francis Quest Wesley had back in the 70s of a book.
Mm-hmm. Yo, she spits fire, right?
Yeah.
Yo, when she come, yo, she come with some ideas about white genetic annihilation. That's what she was writing about in the ISIS papers, right? And we got to realize that's what makes white people so concerned, because they realize that their time is up. Now, if their time is up, we can fall with them or we can rise on our own. If we realize that we need to rise up, we need to certainly utilize all of our opportunities that we see before us in the community, so everybody get a chance to network with somebody from this think tank in order for us to make the bond strong and become consistent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody, get somebody's phone number. Get somebody's phone number who is part of this whole call, or get somebody email, or get somebody messenger on Facebook so we can connect with them off the phone as well, so we can make this become more consistent.
Yeah, do you have, can you put the information?
I ain't heard everybody.
Hold on, sister.
There's also another website.
Yeah, frontlinecampaign.org.
Yeah, and there's also another mystery composition that everyone should read called Puzzle Rise by S. Richardson. It's definitely critical for everyone to definitely read that to what's going on. But back to the book, The Polish Hole by Francis Quest Wilson, that you're not able to find on the internet, and they have filtered off the internet. It discussed these old leopard snake, fox type of women up in our community. But then goddamn Renate got somebody else to use that title, The Polish Hole by Austin somebody. But that was also a book title that Francis Quest Wilson had.
Right.
But you're not able to locate it on the internet, even if you go to a bookstore.
They keep saying that. Can you keep saying that? He said, they don't find your snake. That's why they keep asking for your snake. That's why they keep getting mad. You just talk to him again. That's exactly why they keep doing some evil shit. They keep doing some evil shit. They thought I told you. They don't want to say it. Then you'll see a lot of evil shit.
I believe it's hard to hear you.
Fade in and out, bro.
We need to support black books.
Yeah, we need to support all black everything, you know. Support all right. Black everything, black family.
And we're gonna have the brother put the information in the chat.
Right.
Yeah. This is how you keep saying so we keep in the inside.
We can't hear you, Kareem.
Hey, you're not above Kareem.
They always mess with our algorithm. Yeah. All right, Brother Khalid. Moving right along. Is that
Yeah.
These politicians need to be held a hell of a lot more accountable than for what they're being held, you know, for allowing this type of shit to happen.
Right.
Right about that.
And then, of course, you know, where this shit is very prevalent now is New York, Los Angeles, Paris, London. Various other spots. And then they are coming along and normalizing this shit. You know, got our children believing that this is the way to go.
Right. Say,
No extortion, segregation, child abuse, child trafficking.
Yeah.
No, more than 65,000 black women coming up this. And you don't hear nothing about it.
Why, you ain't hear nothing about it, you know, on news, because the news don't want to show it.
See, and it just goes to prove more and more again, is that all we got is each other.
You know? Okay. First and foremost,
and that's our only solution.
One, two, four. Of them. We all we got.
Shit didn't work. Yeah.
All right, so we're down to our last 30 minutes, Chewbacca. We're down to our last 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're going to start our closing comments.
Yeah. So who wants to go first?
No, you can go ahead first. Go ahead, Brother Isaiah.
Okay. Black family, black love, black unity, all black everything. Just one. We all we got. And time to come together as one, black family. And we need to come together as one because we're in a state of crisis. And brothers and sisters, ain't no time to be the same narrative, ain't no time to be the same routine. Make sure y'all call on the brother Chewbacca. Black experience every Tuesday so you can get the real information of the real black truth. It's one teach one. We all got black love, black power, peace.
Yes, sir.
Romero.
And his car dropped?
No, he's still here. Romero.
Brother Romero.
Sister,
what's your closing comments, sister? I think I'll call drop too.
I'll here too.
Oh. Sister?
You guys didn't hear from Romero, huh?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
So much towards hip hop.
Brother Colleen.
Well, Kareem, you still there?
Yeah, you came back.
Yeah, yo, Shabazz is still here, no doubt.
Oh, okay. Hey, so you got any closing comments, brother?
Give your closing.
Yeah.
with your clothes on.
Well, Brother Khalid.
Brother Khalid, you got any closing comments?
Brother Khalid.
Oh, sorry.
All right,
I'll get mine. All
right,
okay.
Go up over there.
All right. Peace, love, and black empowerment. It's up to us to save our missing children. It's up to us to even get the word out that our children, women and children are missing. It's all on
right.
us, but anybody going to do it but us. Thank right. you for all our callers that called in this evening. Free Jasmine. Fine. We need to find a Jaguar immediately. And all the rest of our missing children. We got to get
yep.
our kids up.
Absolutely.
We got to stop letting these
out. Our children.
We got to do everything in our power to stop these outsiders from adopting our children and turning them out.
Right. Exactly.
And we got to do a show on that, too. Can we do a show about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
An idea for the next show. Brother
yep.
Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
The adoption, the adoption for kids.
Yep. Yeah, most definitely.
Ain't nobody gonna do it but all we got
yep.
is
that is we all we got. No, we all we got, black family.
Yep. Each one.
Anybody else?
Yep.
Tobacco?
My closing comments. A very great show tonight. Definitely appreciate and keep the awareness level up of this tragic situation in the community of all these missing women and children. And it's up to us to take care of ourselves. It's because, you know, the power structure is. So we got to take some innovative ideas to preserve ourselves is because we do have a right to exist, and we do have a right to survive, and we do have a right to live.
Right.
Yeah. So that's it for me on it. And air date of this episode is December 7th, 2021.
We're going to go out with the future.
The future,
yes.
You know who she is.
Yeah, Tupac.
Make a future. Let's make this pretty. Make it good. Make it love my mama. Those are concrete loves that I can expand and say I love, you know, people from all places, all in the planet, and that's an abstract love, but it's a real love. It's